That is Kamal-e-Iman. That is Kamal-e-Iman. Insan has no other maqsad, no other object in this world except to hand himself over to Allah. My living for Allah, my walking for Allah, my talking for Allah, my striving for Allah, my sacrificing for Allah. In everything, we have to see the greatness of Allah, hear the greatness of Allah, call out to the greatness of Allah. Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi idnihi wa sirajan munira. Allah commands Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have sent you as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings, as a warner, wa da'iyan ila Allah, as a caller to Allah, as an inviter to Allah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded, and through him the entire ummah, you are da'is, you are callers to Allah, you are inviters to Allah. We are talking of everything besides Allah, to such an extent that he goes into sajda, his head is on the ground in the court of Allah, yet even in sajda, his heart does not beat with the love of Allah. What greater zulm, what greater oppression can there be than this? Hasan Basri rahimullah used to say, Ida qumta ila salah, faqum qanitan. He used to say, when you stand in salah, stand with khushu', stand with khudu', stand with humility, kama amarakallah. Realize in whose court you are standing. Bring the consciousness of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the azmat of Allah in your heart. وَإِيَّاكَ وَالسَّهْوِ وَالْإِلْتِفَاتِ. Beware of turning your attention away from Allah. إِيَّاكَ أَيَنْظُرَ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكَ وَتَنْظُرَ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ. Beware that Allah is looking at you and you are looking elsewhere. How can it be? How much of Allah's love is in your heart? How much of Allah's majesty is in your heart? That heart which in sajda cannot beat with the love of Allah. Wallah, that is a dead heart. And a dead thing should be put in the ground. If it is left outside, it starts becoming rotten. Allah forgive us. Humanity nowadays, when their hearts are empty of Allah, have become those living corpses that are spreading filth and stench in every direction. We are in need of medication. We are in need of ilaj. We are in need of direction. We have to come back to Allah. He says, beware that you are, Allah is looking at you and you are looking elsewhere. Iyaka an tas'al Allah al-jannah wa ta'awwadhuna bihi min an-nar wa qalbuka sahin la tadri ma taqulu bi lisanik. He says, beware that you are asking Allah for Jannat. You are asking Allah protection from His Jahannam. You are asking Allah standing in His court, standing in Salah, and your heart is elsewhere. Your heart is with the wife. Your heart is with the children. Your heart is everywhere else but Allah. Such a Salah, Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Luffat kama yulaffu thawbul khaliq, is wrapped up in a dark and an ugly form, and is flung back at the face of the musalli. And that salah makes bad dua, ضيعك الله كما ضيعتني, may Allah destroy you as you have destroyed me. Walk into the Muslim home, walk into the Muslim bazaar, walk into the Muslim gatherings. This tournament, that pop star, this thing, that thing. People whose every day is in sharab and every night is in zina. We are aping and emulating them. Ulama say that to speak of us in a form of respect, to take the name of a fajir and a fasiq, or an enemy of Allah with azmat in the heart, causes the arsh of Allah to shake in anger. We are speaking so much of the ghair of Allah, inviting so much towards the ghair of Allah, that Allah's azmat has come out. And then we say, go knock on somebody else's door. I am a Muslim. Why are you knocking on my door? Let us not be like the ostriches with the head in the ground. Open up our eyes, see what is going on around us. Conditions in this world are subject to the decree of Allah. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ وَكَمْ قَصَمْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ كَانَتْ ظَالِمًا. Allah says, when conditions turn against you, it is because of your amal. And then because no da'wat is being given. Because Allah's azmat is not there in the heart. Then when the asar and the signs of Allah's anger strikes us, then instead of coming back to Allah, we blame it on everything else. The government is like this, and this one is like that. Sahaba, the moment an affliction, the moment a hardship, the moment a problem would strike them, immediately they would look within themselves, which amal or which sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come out of my life. They attributed everything to Allah. They understood everything came from Allah. Our example, there was a mother. She loved her son. As the son grew big, naturally, children as they grow up, they tend to develop a streak of independence. They're no longer so reliant on their parent. So son was 10, 11 years old. She wanted the son to turn to her. So she knew which friends he hangs around with. So she went to them and she gave each of them 50 rand. And she said, tomorrow when my son comes, I want you to give him a good hiding. Why? Because when the little boy gets a hiding, what does he do? He runs back to his mother. So the next day when he came, his friends gave him a good hiding. Allah protect us. And Allah have mercy upon us. We are getting hiding from every direction. We are getting hiding from every direction. When the announcement is made that the gutter is 5% full, nobody worries. When the gutter is 10% full, then also nobody worries. When the gutter is 90% full, then also nobody worries. But when that gutter overflows, and the filth, and the deceit, and the treachery, and the haram is now flowing through the streets, so that disease and malady is being spread in every direction, that is the time when the need comes for a deluge. That is the time when the need comes for a flood to wipe away that filth and that garbage. The transgression of this ummah has overflown the gutters. From a long time already, the earth was calling out to Allah, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ إِلَّا وَالْأَرْضُ تَسْتَأْذِنُ رَبَّهُ فِي أَنْ تَبْتَلِي أَبْنَ آدَمْ. Not a single day passes, Janabi Rasulullah ﷺ said, except that the earth calls out to Allah, O Allah, give us permission, we will open up and swallow up this zalim insan. وَالْبَحْرُ تَسْتَأْذِنُ رَبَّهُ فِي أَنْ تُغْرِقَ أَبْنَ آدَمْ. The sea seeks permission from Allah, Ya Allah, give us permission, we will drown this insan. وَالْمَلَائِكَ تَسْتَأْذِنُ رَبَّهُ. The angels of Allah seek permission from Allah. Ya Allah, give us permission. We will send down bolts of lightning and destroy this insan. Allah who is Hannan, Allah who is Mannan, Allah who is Dayyan, Allah who is Ghaffar, Allah who is Wahhab, Allah who is Razzaq, addresses these creations of His. دَعُوا عَبْدِي فَأَنَا عَالَمُ بِهِ إِذْ أَنْشَأْتُهُ بِيَدَيَّ. Leave my slaves alone. Leave my slaves alone. I know them better than you. I have created them with my own hands. مَنْ أَعْظَمُ مِنِّي جُودًا وَكَرَمًا. Allah calls out, there is no one more generous, there is no one more kind, there is no one more merciful than me. I am waiting for them. I am waiting for them. If they come to me in the daytime, I will accept them. If they come to me in the nighttime, I will accept them. Yet it appears, my respected brothers, as if the gutters have already overflown now. The gutters have already overflown. Not for nothing the hailstones come down. Not for nothing the earth opens up. Not for nothing waves of tsunamis rise up from the sea. Let us not be like those ostriches with our heads in the ground. Scientists, geologists can give us explanations as to how it happens. Wallah, their ulum and their knowledge and their science and their technology will never ever explain to us why it is happening. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked, O Ummul Mumineen, tell us, when do earthquakes occur? She said, when zina will take place so openly as if it is halal. And when music will become the order of the day, the pop stars will be looked up to. Open up the annals of history. No nation in the past, whether mu'min or kafir, ever reached this level that these three things became aam. Zina became aam, riba became aam, and music became aam. So that the singers were Muslim girls, and the listeners were Muslims also, and the naked women were Muslims also, and their hearts had turned to stone, so that the perception of the khawf and the fear of Allah was not even there in their revelry, in their music, in their enjoyment. وَلَا يَبِيتَنَّ أُنَاسٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي عَلَىٰ أَشَرٍ وَبَطَرٍ وَلَهْوٍ وَلَعِبٍ. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a time will come, my ummah will go to sleep at night in their pride, in their arrogance, in their ma'siyat, in their disobedience to the commands of Allah. فَتُصْبِحُوا قِرَدَةً وَخَنَازِيرٍ. They will get up the next morning in the form of monkeys and pigs. بِإِسْتِحْلَالِهِمُ الْمَحَارِمِ وَأَكْلِهِمُ الرِّبَى وَشُرْبِهِمُ الْخُبُورِ وَقَطِيعَتِهِمُ الرَّحِمِ. When the haram will become halal, when riba will be consumed openly, when the right of the mother and the right of the father and the right of the family will no longer be recognized, when liquor will be drunk openly, when men will start wearing silk, we have become that blind Jamaat. We have become that blind Jamaat that is saying Ameen behind the enemies of Allah. The light was given to us. The road was given to us. The direction was given to us. We were supposed to take the entire humanity out of their zulmat and out of their oppression. Instead of that, when this ummah moved away from its maqsad and its object, then we started taking pride in acquiring the knowledge of those who are more ignorant than us. The person with little but eye started sight in one eye started following the blind person. Music is food for the soul, we say Ameen. They tell us, let the ringing of coins, let the amassing of wealth, of sand, be the object of your life. We say, Ameen. I have to get a good education, to get a good job, so that I earn well, so that I can give my child a good education, so that he also gets a good job, so that he can earn well, so that he can give his child a good education. This senseless, meaningless cycle, is that the object of this insan? Allah says, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. What do you think? We created you for these games and you are not coming back to Allah. If they tell us, take your women folk out of the home, strip them of their morality, strip them of their haya, strip them of their shame, make them the commodities of the bazaar, so that if you want to sell a fridge, make a woman naked. And if you want to sell a washing machine, make a woman naked. That queen of the household, that mother, that source of haya, that source of shame, that source of modesty, strip her of her haya, strip her of her modesty, so that the entire family structure crumbles to the ground. And such pareshani even overtakes them, that their homes are broken. They are looking for solace in intoxicants and in suicide and in drugs and in many other things. They tell us, you also do the same thing. This is gender equality. In this is the protection and preservation of the rights of your women. Take away this electricity. Take away the roads. Take away the infrastructure. Let us go back to the jungle. Let us go back to the caves. But let it be that the right of a mother is recognized. And the right of a father is recognized. And the right of a sister and a brother is recognized. And this insan, instead of living like an animal, lives like a human being. We are ready for that. We don't want this electricity and this roads and this infrastructure if it means the selling of our iman. If it means the destruction of haya and shame. if it means that we make a mockery of the life of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that not in our appearance, and not in our businesses, and not in our homes, and not in our society, is any resemblance of sunnah. This ummah, by its day, by its night, by its movement, is openly declaring war with Allah. How do we ever hope to win that war? And yet, instead of that youngster, even that youngster understands, when the beating is taking place, let me run back to my mother. This ummah, when it is getting beating from every direction, instead of going back to Allah, is looking towards those that are giving it the beating. You solve my problem. You tell me what is economy. You tell me what is akhlaq. You tell me what is character. You teach me how to dress. You make me a fool so that 22 people for 90 minutes will run behind a pigskin and let me ape and follow behind you. As if I have some guarantee that this life is going to carry on forever. When this ummah turned its back on its imam, this entire humanity became enveloped in darkness, such darkness which Quran describes, أَوْكَ ظُلُمَاتِ فِي بَحْرِ اللُّجِّ يَغْشَاهُ مَوْجْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِ مَوْجْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِ سَحَابْ ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. Darkness of a black night, darkness of the black oceans of the sea, darkness of the rising waves shadowed over the other waves, darkness upon darkness upon darkness, so that if he takes out his hand, he cannot even see his own fingers. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. If Allah doesn't give him nur, if Allah doesn't give him light, he will never get light. To take this entire humanity, to take this entire insaniyat out of this zulmat, out of this darkness, and teach them what is insan, what is akhlaq, what is character, what is conduct, what is your day, what is your night, what are your social dealings, what is the maqam of a mother, what is the maqam of a wife, what is the maqam of a sister, what is a home, what is that way of life that will earn you the pleasure of Allah. To teach this blind and this jahil insaniyat these basic lessons that will teach, give them not only the honor of dunya, the honor of qabr, the honor of akhirat, for that one personality alone was sent, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Such a Nabi that once Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes to him and says, oh my beloved Nabi, when you were a little baby, I already knew there was something special about you. He says, oh my uncle, how did you know? He says, it was a night with a clear moon. You were a little baby lying in your cradle. And I observed that whichever direction you pointed, the moon moved in that direction. He says, oh my uncle, did you see this? He says, yes. So then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَكَانَ الْقَمْرُ يُحَاقِينِي وَيُلَاغِينِي وَيَمْنَعُنِي مِنَ الْبُكَى. For other children, toys I used to placate them. Allah used the moon to placate me. Such a Nabi, he had barely been born a few hours, sitting in the lap of his mother, nazalat sahabatun, a cloud descended, faghashiyatuhu wa ghayyabatuhu, the cloud covered the body of this child, then he lifted up, and a voice called out from the unseen, tufu bihi mashariq al-ard wa magharibaha liya'rifu bismihi wa na'tihi wa suratihi. Take this child to the east and to the west. Let the entire creation come to know the name of my Nabi. Let them come to know the sifat of my Nabi. Let them come to know the status of my Nabi. Let them come to know the nobility of my Nabi. Wa atuhu khuluqa Adam wa ma'rifata Shith wa shuja'ata Nuh wa khullata Ibrahim wa istislama Ismail wa fasahata Salih wa hikmata Lut wa ridha إسحاق وبشرى يعقوب وشدة موسى وجهاد يوشع وحب دانيال ووقار يونس وطاعة إلياس وعصمة يحيى وزهد عيسى واغمسوه في أخلاق النبيين. Grant him the أخلاق of Adam عليه السلام, the معرفت of Shisa عليه السلام, the bravery of Nuh عليه السلام, the eloquence of Salih عليه السلام, the wisdom of Lut عليه السلام, the contentment of إسحاق عليه السلام, the glad tidings of Yaqub عليه السلام, the strength of Musa Musa alayhi salam, the jihad of Yusha alayhi salam, the love of Daniel alayhi salam, the reverence of Yunus alayhi salam, the obedience of Ilyas alayhi salam, the abstinence of Yahya alayhi salam, the piety of Isa alayhi salam, waghmisuhu fi akhlaqin nabiyyin, and anoint him with the akhlaq of 124,000 anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. He was made Jami'u Sifatil Anbiya, the collective representation of every special attribute of every Nabi of Allah was placed in the personality of Janabi Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he was a little baby, and then for the next 63 years he grew greater and greater and greater in stature. He became an embodiment of such beauty, such magnificence. Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, praising Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, wa ahsana minka lam taraqattu ayni wa ajmala minka lam talidin nisa, خلقت مبرأ من كل عيبي كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء. He says, no woman has ever given birth to a child more magnificent than you, more beautiful than you, no eye has ever seen. You have been created free from every blemish. كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء. Ajib. It is doubtful whether till Qiyamah any other poet will ever utter an expression with a greater wealth in meaning of the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and with greater eloquence that is found in this expression, كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. He says, it appears to me, O my beloved Nabi, as if you told Allah how to create you, and Allah on your desires created you. Every aspect recorded, his appearance recorded. عظيم الهامة. Sahaba says his head was moderately large. لم يكن بالمطهم ولا بالمكلثم وكان في وجهه التدوير. He didn't have an elongated face, nor a completely round face, but it was between the two. واسع الجبين. His forehead was broad. أزج الحواجب سوابغ في غير قرن بينهما عرق يدره الغضب. The hair of his eyebrows was thin and dense. It would not meet in between. There was a gap in between through which a vein would flow. When he would become angry, that vein would become prominent. Ahdabul ashfar. His eyelashes were long. Ad'ajul aynain. Ashkalul ayn. The pupils of his eyes were extremely black. In the whiteness, thin red veins would run that were very, very beautiful in their appearance. Abiyad musharrab. Azharul loan, he had a luminous complexion. There was a tinge of redness in his complexion. Sahlul khaddain, his cheeks were fully flesh and they were very, very soft. Aqnal irneen, lahu nurun ya'aluhu yahsabuhu man lam yata'ammalhu asham. His nose was prominent. It had a luster. It looked long if a person was not looking closely because of the noor and the light that would shine from behind the nose. Dhali al-fam, his mouth was generous. Barraqu thanaya, mufallajul asnan, his teeth were like shining stars. Between the teeth there would be a small gap through which whenever he would smile, a light would shine out. As Aisha radiallahu anha says, kuntu akhitu fi sahar, I was sewing in the dusk. My fasaqatatil ibra, my needle fell down. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in the room. I was looking for my needle, I couldn't find it. When he entered, he smiled at me. Through the noor from his mouth, I saw my needle. She says, when I picked it up, I related to him what had happened. He looked at me and he said, ya humaira, al-wail, thumma al-wail, liman hurima an-nadhru ila wajhi, oh humaira, an affectionate term he would use for Aisha. What greater loss can there be than the loss of that person who is deprived of looking at my noble countenance on the day of judgment? Badinun mutamasik, mu'tadilul khalq. His body was moderately large, well spaced out. Ba'id ma bain al mankibain. He was broad shouldered. Sawa'ul batni was sadr. His chest and his stomach were in a straight line. Shumthan, khumsanul akhmasain. The sole of his feet were very deep. Shasnul kaffaini wal qadimain. His hands and his feet were fully fleshed. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who says, ma ra'aytu shay'an ahsana min Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka'anna shams tajri fi wajhi wa idha dhahika yatalalaw fil judur. He says, I have never seen anything more magnificent than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It appears as if the sun would rise on his face, and whenever he would smile, the light from his mouth could be seen shining on the wall in front of him. Jabir bin Samura radiyallahu ta'ala who says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed his Mubarak hand over my cheek. For the rest of the day, I could feel the coolness, and it appeared as if his hand had been taken out of a bottle of itar. Sahaba say, if he passed his hand over the head of a child, that child could be distinguished from all the other children for the rest of the day because of the sweet fragrance that was coming from that child. Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, ma shamamtu shay miskan wala ambaran wala shay'an atyaba min rihi rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, I have never smelled any musk or any amber or any fragrance more beautiful than the natural smell that would come from the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ali radiyallahu ta'ala used to say, man ra'ahu badihatan habahu wa man khalatahu ma'rifatan ahabbahu yaqulu na'ituhu lam ara qablahu wala ba'dahu mithlahu. Ali radiyallahu used to say, that person who all of a sudden came upon him would be overawed by his magnificence. As he would interact with him, automatically he would love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the one that described him would say, before this and after this, I have never seen anything more magnificent than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We can go on, time is limited. Such a Nabi, every aspect of his existence recorded, so that right up till Qiyamah, no one can have an excuse. This ummah cannot have an excuse. I do not know who was my Hadi. I do not know who was my Rehbar. I do not know who was my Imam. I did not know what was his day. I did not know what was his night. Bring in front of us the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُمِ اللَّيْلِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَوِنْ قُسْمِنْهُ قَلِيلًا ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا ومن الليل فاسجد له وسبح ليلا طويلا. Verse upon verse, Allah describes the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muslim Sharif riwayat, in the night Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in dua, crying before Allah, his hands raised up, oh Allah, Ibrahim Khalilullah said to you, Rabbi innahunna adlalna kathiran minan nas faman tabi'ani fa innahu minni وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh my Allah, those who follow me, they are with me. Those who disobey me, you are غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. You can forgive them if you want. You can take them to task if you want. Oh Allah, Isa Ruhullah, he said to you, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكْ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Oh my Allah, if you punish them, they are only your slaves. And if you forgive them, you are mighty and wise. Oh my Allah, I do not say to you as Ibrahim Khalilullah said, and I do not say to you as Isa Ruhullah said, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati, Oh my Allah, my Ummat, Oh my Allah, my Ummat, Oh my Allah, my Ummat. What is he saying? Oh my Allah, forgive them, and if you don't want to forgive them, then to forgive them. And then he cries and cries and cries, Try and hear through the gullies of Medina and the alleys of Medina, the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how the horizon rang out with the tears of this Nabi, with the crying of this Nabi, such a Shafiq, such a Rahim Nabi, that Allah who sent him to cry, that Allah who sent him to cry, sends Jibreel, that, oh my Nabi, I did not tell you to cry so much. I did not tell you to cry so much. مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارِ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلِ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ كُفْرُ وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. Oh my Nabi, listen your tears, listen your crying, or else you are going to finish yourself. Why is he crying like this? Why is this individual crying like this? Is it for his daughters? Three of his daughters in front of his own eyes, he placed them in the qabr. Two of them he placed in the qabr himself. The third one, while he was in Badr, had passed away. When he came back, he remade the janazah salah. Standing by the qabr, he saw all three of them going into Jannat. And the fourth daughter, he had already given her the basharat, Sayyidatu Nisa Ahlil Jannah Fatima. The queen of the women of Jannat is Fatima. So for who was the tears? Was it for his children? Was it for his daughters? Was it for his sons? The three little sons in Makkah Mukarramah had already passed away. And Ibrahim, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, born through Maria Qibtiya in Madina Munawara, when that child was born, It was an occasion of such happiness for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the one who came to give him the news that Maria radiallahu anha has given birth to a son for you, he gave an entire camel as hadiah to that person. So happy and elated he became. Yet not 18 months passed. Not 18 months passed, and when that child reached the age that now it started walking, now it started talking, now it could say Abba. Then Allah in His hikmat, Allah in His wisdom takes away Ibrahim. So that when the news comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that O Nabi of Allah, Ibrahim is very ill. He just hears this and he rushes. Maria Qibtiyah was staying 3 miles outside Madinah Munawwara. Allah makes it such that Ibrahim is kept alive as his father reaches and just takes him in his hand as if he was waiting for that moment that my father must come, and then he gives his life. The tears are pouring freely down the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-aynu tadma wal-qalbu yahzun. He says, despite trying to hold back the tears are still coming out. And the heart is full of grief. Inna ala firaqika lamahzunun. O Ibrahim, your separation is a source of great grief to me. If it were not that I was certain that we would meet again, then I would have shown the whole world the manner in which I would have cried for you. Al-aynu tadma wal-qalbu yahzun. The eyes are crying incessantly. The heart is full of grief. But O Ibrahim, O my beloved son, on my lips will not come anything that will displease my Allah. On my lips, nothing will come that will displease my Allah. This ummah was shown its grief also. This ummah, that is why he said, right up till Qiyamah, when any difficulty and any sorrow overtakes you, then console yourself by bringing to mind my sorrow. Then your sorrow and your grief will be lessened. He was rahmatul lil alameen. He was a mercy for every alam. Yet, where in the annals of history can this be found? That he raises his hands. Allahumma ja'al rizqa ali Muhammadin quta. Oh Allah, my family and my descendants, give them only that much of dunya that will be sufficient to keep their back straight. Do not give them any more dunya. O Allah, keep them poor. O Allah, deprive them of dunya. He knew that not his own, that his entire ummah will not be in wealth, will not be in luxury. He knew of that zamana which was coming, when the rich will oppress the poor, and there will be no one to wipe the tears of that poor person. The rich person's child gets sick. He can fly the child overseas, go to private hospitals. The poor person's little baby is sick at home. He doesn't even have enough money to buy medicine for that child. He knew that my ummah will go through this. At that time he knew that the hearts of the rich person will be such that they will not wipe the tears and console the grief of this poor person. So this poor person in this condition of poverty, he could identify with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that my Nabi also went through this poverty. You are hungry one day. You are hungry one day. Bibi Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Rain al hilal, thumma rain al hilal, thumma rain al hilal. I saw one moon, then we saw the next moon, then we saw the third moon. 2 months, and the stove was not lit to cook food in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one riwayat, Bibi Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, at the end of it, she says that after this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away 1 month later from this world. She gives the kar guzari, the report back of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that this becomes a hujjat And this becomes a living testimony. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Allah says, if you want my love, if you want my mercy, if you want my shafqat, if you want my compassion, if you want the problems of dunya, qabr and akhirah to be solved, then come before me on the mold of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His day has to become your day. His night has to become your night. His concern, his cry, his fikr, his pain has to become yours. لَمْ يَمْتَلِئْ جَوْفُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ شِبْعًا قَدْتُ وَلَمْ يَبُثَّ شِكْوَى إِلَىٰ أَحَدٍ وَكَانَتِ الْفَاقَةُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْغِنَىٰ وَإِنْ كَانَ لَيَظَلُّ جَائِعًا يَلْتَوِي طُولَ لَيْلَتِهِ مِنَ الْجُوعِ فَلَا يَمْنَعُهُ مِنْ صِيَامِ يَوْمِهِ وَلَوْ شَاءَ سَأَلَ رَبَّهُ جَمِيعَ كُنُوزِ الْأَرْضِ وَثِمَارِهَا وَرَغَدَ عَيْشِهَا. She says 23 years of Nubuwat, and there was not a single day that my Nabi had enough food to fill his stomach. No excuse was left for any individual of this ummah right up till Qiyamah. When that zamana comes, that the hearts of the rich people will be such, that no longer will it be a heart of flesh, it will be as if that flesh heart had been removed and a piece of stone had been kept there. And when the gaze of humanity will go towards the pockets of others, and when the strong will oppress the weak, and when humanity will be covered up and enveloped in zulmat and darkness, when there will be no one to wipe the tears of the poor and the unfortunate ones who will be oppressed and looked down upon, then in front of them will be that consolation that my Nabi, who was offered, we will turn Uhud into gold for you, and who was offered, we will turn the mountains of Makkah into gold for you, and they will follow you wherever you will go. My Nabi chose my way of life. My Nabi chose poverty. My Nabi chose to identify himself with me, so that in my home there may be one day of poverty, the next day my stomach will be full. Yet my Nabi was such 23 years of Nubuwat. 23 years of Nubuwat. And there was not a single occasion when for 3 consecutive days Rasulullah ﷺ had food to eat. There were many occasions when for 3 consecutive days there was no food. Yet there was never one occasion when for 3 consecutive days he had food to eat. She says he never complained to anyone. وَكَانَتِ الْفَاقَةُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْغِنَىٰ. Poverty, hardship, difficulty, sacrifice, he preferred this over ease and comfort. The nuskha of hidayat, the prescription to draw the rahmat of Allah, to draw the nusrat of Allah, to draw the help of Allah, was being given to the ummah. That this is not an ummah that chased after the revelry of this world and the embellishments of this world. This is an ummah of qurbani. This is an ummah of sacrifice. This is an ummah that came to give from its wealth and give from its life, so that it becomes a rahmat and a mercy to the millions and billions around it, like the Rasul of this ummah was a rahmat and a mercy. We have come so that our day becomes his day. إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ سَبْحًا طَوِيلًا. For you in the day is a swim in the sea of humanity. And our night becomes his night. Crying on the musalla, beseeching Allah for the hidayat of those who are oppressing us. Begging Allah to soften their hearts and cause them to tread the road towards Jannat. She says on occasion, for an entire night, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be tossing from side to side because of excessive hunger. Yet a night spent like that, a night spent like that would not stop him from fasting the next day. She says if he wanted, If he wanted, he could have asked Allah to open up the wealth of this world and Allah would have done it. This was voluntary qurbani. That personality is tying stones to his stomach as a result of hunger, who wallah, wallah, could have got the angels of Allah to bring the food of Jannat every day for him. Yet for the sake of his ummah, everything was given. No qurbani was held back. No hardship, no difficulty was held back. He was tested. Sahaba were tested. They gave everything with one cry, one concern. Allah must give the ummah hidayat. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَى وَالضَّرَّى وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Allah says, what do you think? That my Jannat, you are just going to enter like that? And as yet the difficulties and the hardships that came on the nations of the past have not befallen you. They were shaken. Difficulty came upon them. They were shaken until the Rasul and those of Iman said, when is the help of Allah going to come? When is Allah going to blow the winds of Hidayat? Ala inna nasrallahi qareeb. Allah says, listen, the help of Allah is very near. But qurbani has to be given. Sacrifice has to be given. This was taken from the most beloved of Allah. In Uhud, he asked his companions, where is Hamza? Where is my uncle? That uncle, who was same age as him, Abdul Muttalib, took a wife. At the same time, he got Abdullah married to Amina. 1 year later, from his new union, Hamza was born. From Abdullah and Amina, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. They were same age. They grew up together. Uncle and nephew. Foster brothers. They both drank milk from Thuwayba, the slave girl of Abu Lahab. Such was the bond. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, where is Hamza? Where is Hamza? Sahaba look for him. Someone says, he was under that tree fighting. They go to investigate. And they come upon the remains of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nose cut off, ears cut off, chest ripped open, liver and intestines removed. Hinda started eating his liver. She couldn't swallow it, so she spat the pieces of his liver out. His body completely desecrated, like how a fish is cleaned before it is fried. That sahabi goes back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's unable to express what he saw. He says, oh Nabi of Allah, you have to come and see yourself. This is that occasion when Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu makes mercy of Hamza. Bakat aini wa huqqa laha buka'a wa ma yughni al-buka'u wa lal-awilu ala asad al-ilahi ghadata qalu ahamzatu dhakumur rajulul qatilu usiba al-muslimuna bihi jami'a hunaka waqad usiba bihi al-rasulu alayhi salamu rabbi fi jinanin yukhalituha na'imun la yazulu. He says the eyes are pouring with tears, yet this is an occasion when tears will not be to any avail. The lion of Allah, the lion of Allah, Hamza, lies on the battlefield. The Muslims have been hurt. And this loss has hurt the Nabi of Allah. Alayhi salamu rabbi. Alayhi salamu rabbi fi jinanin. He says, may the salams of my Allah be upon Hamza. In such a jannat, in such a jannat, yukhalituha na'imun la yazulu. In which Allah will give him such bounties which will never ever come to an end. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes upon the remains of Hamza, the most sabir insan of humanity, who from head to toe was sabr, this is that manzar and that scene that causes him also to start sobbing. He also starts sobbing. Allah has to send Jibreel that, oh my Nabi, do not cry so much. We have written on our arsh, Hamzatu Asadullah wa Asadu Rasulihi. Hamza is the lion of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi of Allah had to go through this. And the Ummah, Sahaba had to go through this. So that till Qiyamah this Ummah could understand that this is an Ummah of Qurbani. This is an Ummah of sacrifice. There was total confusion in Uhud. Sahaba was staring defeat in the face. In that confusion, they did not realize where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. The Kuffar in Makkah made the determination that once and for all, na'udhu billah, we are going to finish Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 10 Ansaris and Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu are with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the might of the Quraysh is turned towards them. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to his Sahaba, who is there that will go front and repel them, and he will be my companion in Jannat? Talha radiallahu anhu goes ahead, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam holds him back. One Ansari goes, he becomes shaheed. Another Ansari goes, he becomes shaheed. Third Ansari goes, he becomes shaheed. Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, like a hen covers up its chicklets, throws himself over the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, making his own back a shield, so that the arrows of the enemy are pouring on his back till eventually he falls away. Qadada bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala anhu uses his chest as a human shield of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, puts his chest in front of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Arrow upon arrow is coming till eventually the eyeball of Qatada bin Nu'man is disgorged and it falls onto the ground. The severed eyeball, he brings it before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with tears in his eyes. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Oh my Allah, the eyeball of Qatada was sacrificed for the sake of your Nabi. Allahumma ja'alha ahsana aynay. Oh Allah, make this the better of his two eyes." Saying this, he places the severed eyeball back into the socket. The son of Qatada bin Nu'man radiallahu anhu used to say, "Anabnu alladhi salat ala al-khaddi aynuhu faruddat bi kaffil Mustafa ahsanu ar-raddi fa'adat kama kanat li awwal marratin fa ya husna ma ayni wa ya husna ma kaffi." He says, "I am the son of the one whose eyeball flowed down his cheek. It was returned back to the socket by the hand of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It became better than the first eye. It became better than the first eye. What a beautiful eye and what a beautiful hand that placed that eye." Third Ansari becomes shaheed. Fourth Ansari becomes shaheed. Fifth Ansari becomes shaheed. Sixth Ansari becomes shaheed. Seventh Ansari becomes shaheed. One by one, Jannat was in front. Akhirat was in front. One by one, their lives were being given. Till eventually all 10 Ansari become shaheed. Sahaba, this is the day when the tariq and the history of the butterflies being sacrificed to protect the lantern is being written. When Kuffar e Makkah came to Abu Talib and they said that, "Hand your nephew over to me. Hand your nephew over to us." Abu Talib looked at them and he said, "Kadhabtum wa baytillahi nubza muhammada walamma nuta'inu dunahu wa nunadili wa nuslimuhu hatta nusarra hawlahu wa nudhala an abna'ina wal halaili wa abyada yustasqa al ghamamu biwajhihi thamalul yatama ismatun lil aramili." He says, "We will never do this. The only time you will be able to get to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is if you murder the entire Banu Hashim. You sever all their heads. And the entire Banu Hashim, men, women and children are murdered. Then only you will reach Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." That did not happen in Makkah. Yet this shair and this poem of Abu Talib, Ansar-e-Madina in Uhud, became a living reality of this. All 10 Ansaris had become shaheed. Utbah bin Abi Waqqas flings a rock at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It strikes him on his head, as a result of which his Mubarak Tut becomes shaheed. He falls down unconscious. That Nabi for whom Allah could have sent the Buraq, that Nabi for whom Allah Ta'ala could have sent the rain down of his Malaika to protect him, for the sake of this deen and for the sake of this Iman and Hidayat, Allah is tolerating that the greatest and most beloved Nabi of Allah is suffering like this. Umm Ammara She addresses her two sons, Abdullah and Habib bin Zayd. Abdullah bin Qami'a is marching towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says to them, "O my sons, if you are standing and this enemy of Allah reaches Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then tomorrow on the day of judgment, the literal translation of what she said is that breast milk which I fed you, I will not make it maaf in the court of Allah." Abdullah bin Qami'a mal'oon, he comes, she strikes him because of his shield, he is protected. He strikes her, she falls. He strikes her both sons, they also fall. Till he rushes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and brings his sword crashing down onto the helmet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, causing the metal to go into the temple of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He picks the sword up again and strikes the Mubarak shoulder of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam till the blood is pouring from Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahabi upon Sahabi, Ansari upon Ansari, gave their lives through their blood, through their qurbani. Allah was watering the gardens of Hidayat. Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had fallen down. He picks him up, and he runs with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The kuffar of Makkah are running behind. When they surround him, he places Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam down, and single-handedly he repels 10 of them. Then he rushes back and picks Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam up, and again he runs with him. This happens 3 times. Each time Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "O Jabba Talha, O Jabba Talha, O Jabba Talha, Talha, Jannat has become wajib for you. Talha, Jannat has become wajib for you." Eventually, in the interim, Umar radiallahu anhu comes, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu comes, Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu comes, Sahal bin Hunayf radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes. And together with Talha radiallahu anhu, they support Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam up the mountain of Uhud. Because of his excessive bleeding, he was too weak. He couldn't walk any further. Talha picks him up till they take him in a cave to tend to his wounds. On that occasion, when such qurbani and such sacrifice had been given, when the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been desecrated, when 70 Ansar had been made shaheed, on that occasion, Sahaba turned to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "O Nabi of Allah, make baddua for them. Invoke the curses of Allah upon them." Umar says, the condition of Allah's Nabi was such that wallah, wallah, had he raised his hand and made dua for Allah's azab, la halakna min indi akhirina, wallah, Allah would have wiped the earth clean of insan. Yet he turns to Sahaba, "Ama inni lam ub'ath la'anan." O my Sahaba, Allah has not sent me as one who will invite the lanat and curses of Allah upon my ummah. Innama bu'ithtu da'iyan wa rahmatan. Allah has sent me as a da'i. Allah has sent me as a caller. Allah has sent me as an inviter. Wa rahmatan. And Allah has sent me as a mercy. Till qiyamah, this ummah is being given the sabak and the lesson of qurbani, of tolerance, of sympathy, of concern for humanity. From Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, so that no excuse can remain. Oh my Allah, I am not saying to you as Ibrahim Khalilullah said, and I am not saying to you as Isa Ruhullah said, "Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati, O Allah my Ummat, O Allah my Ummat, O Allah my Ummat." And he cries so much that Jibreel comes. Who is he crying for? It is not his children. It is not Sahaba. Allah had already promised, وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Every Sahabi is already a Jannati. Who were those tears for? Who was he crying for? Jibreel is sent. Oh my beloved Nabi, why are you crying like this? Why are you crying like this? He says to Jibreel, "Oh Jibreel, the worry for my ummah is making me cry like this. The worry for my ummah is making me cry like this." Jibreel goes back. Allah Ta'ala sends him back. "Tell my Nabi, do not cry so much. Do not cry so much. Sanurdhika fi ummatik. Sanurdhika fi ummatik. Sanurdhika fi ummatik. We will please you with regards to your ummah. We will please you with regards to your ummah. We will please you with regards to your ummah." This is that ummah that has in front of them the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the cry and concern of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dawud alayhi salam addresses Allah, "Oh my Allah, I love you. I love those that love you. How can I make such an effort that you become beloved in the hearts of humanity?" Allah Ta'ala says to Dawud alayhi salam, "Dhakkirhum bi'alai wa na'mai wa balai." Oh Dawud, go from person to person. Go from person to person, alley to alley, gully to gully, street to street, and tell them of the greatness of Allah. Tell them of the kibriyai of Allah. Tell them of the jalal of Allah. This is an ummah of qurbani. This is an ummah of sacrifice. This is not an ummah that said the athar and the signs of the ghadab of Allah are apparent in every direction. My respected brothers, let us not be like those hostages with the head in the ground. The orchards are on fire. The orchards are on fire. And the owner of the garden is sitting back complacently. Either he is mad, either he is demented, or that is not his garden. That is not his garden. It can never be his garden. We can never be the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the true sense of the word. When insaniyat, like ants, is going towards Jahannam, and this ummah is sitting back. Bring in front of us the shafqat of that Nabi, the rahmat of that Nabi, the mercy of that Nabi. This entire ummah, 1 billion ummatis of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 1 billion reciters of kalima. Every facet of this ummah today is a source of hurt, is a source of takleef to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The rahmah, the youth of the youngsters of this ummah, the men of this ummah, the business of the businessmen of this ummah, the behayai of the women folk of this ummah are like arrows, arrows that are being fired towards Madina Munawwara. May we be sacrificed upon that Mubarak Nabi whose heart is such that he is bearing 1 billion arrows, 1 billion arrows, and still he is crying out, "Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati." Aisha radiallahu anha says, "At times I would pass my hand over the stomach of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to try to alleviate the pangs of hunger, and I would say to him, 'Oh my beloved Nabi, nafsi lakal fida, may my life be sacrificed upon you. Why don't you ask Allah? Why don't you ask Allah to increase your dunya?'" He would look at me and say, "Ya Aisha, mali walid dunya. Mali walid dunya. What is there for me in this dunya? What is there for me in this dunya?" Sahaba had in front of them this kargozari. They had in front of them the qurbani and sacrifice of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They made their wives widows. They made their children orphans, and they spread out through the four corners of the world so that right up till Qiyamah, the kubur of Sahaba, the graves of Sahaba, Uqba bin Nafi' in Algeria, Abu Lubaba Ansari, Abu Zum'at al-Balawi radiyallahu anhuma in Tunis, Ruwaitha Ansari in Libya, Abdurrahman bin Mu'adh and Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu anhuma, father and son on the mountains of Jordan, Amr bin Mahdi Karib al-Zabidi, Nu'man bin Muqarrin al-Muzani in Nihawin, Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu anhu in Hims in Yemen, Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in Hims in Yemen, Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Damascus, Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu, Damascus, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu on the mountains of Jordan, Shurahbil bin Hasana radiyallahu ta'ala anhu on the banks of the rivers of Jordan. What made them leave Medina? What made them leave Masjid al-Nabawi? What made them leave the Mubarak's, the Mubarak places of Medina Munawwara and Makkah Mukarrama? That cry and that concern, that light of the concern for humanity had been lit up in the hearts of Sahaba, so that Osman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, during his khilafat, he mounts the minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he addresses the people of Medina. "Ya Ahl al-Madina, Ya Ahl al-Madina, O people of Medina, O people of Medina, O people of the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ala ta'khudhu hadhakum wa nasibakum." Do not fall short, do not be deceived that you live in Medina. Medina. Do not fall short of your brothers in Iraq and your brothers in Sham and your brothers in Misr. They are striving in the path of Allah. Do not fall short of striving in the way of Allah. You have been sent for Hidayat. And then Osman says, Wallah, Wallah, do not let them go ahead, because one day of Amal that you will spend in the path of Allah, one day of Amal that you will spend in the path of Allah is equivalent to 1,000 days in Medina Munawwara, every day fasting, every night in Salah before Allah Ta'ala. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion, he gathers the people of Medina and he addresses them, وَإِنَّ الْمُجَاهِدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَمَنْ يَدْخُلُ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مَتَاشَى وَلَا يُحَالُ بَيْنَهُ. The person who strove in the way of Allah in Akhirat, his position in Jannat will be such that at any time he can enter in the court of Allah and look directly towards Allah. There will be no obstacle between him and Allah. And وَلَا يَشْفَعُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا شُفْيَ حَتَّى لَوْ أَنَّهُ دَخَلَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي الْيَوْمِ أَلْفَ أَلْفْ مَرَّةٍ ثم سأله ألف ألف حاجة لكان قضاؤها على الله أهون وأيسر على الله من مقام بعوضة. He says that to such an extent he will gain entry into the court of Allah, that if this person who strove for the deen of Allah enters into Allah's court in Jannat every day 1,000,000 times and he asks Allah 1,000,000 of his needs, then lighter than the wing of mosquito will it be for Allah to fulfill all his needs. He says, Azidukum, should I tell you more? Should I tell you more? Sahaba's tarbiyat was made on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that when the wufood and the delegations would pour towards Medina Munawwara, such an environment of qurbani was there in Medina Munawwara. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say, this 10 men to that sahabi, this 10 women to that sahabi. They would take them into their homes. They would teach them deen. If there was no food, they would feed them and themselves go hungry. A few days later, they would bring them to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu would ask them one or two questions. And then he would say, فَقُهَ الرَّجُلُ. This person has become the faqih of deen. That which cannot be acquired nowadays, 7 years in a Darul Uloom, in Medina Munawwara, in 14 days, not a university graduate, a Bedouin, a village dweller, a person from the desert with no cultured background would come in that environment and he would become a faqih of deen. Why? Because the environment of Medina Munawwara was alive. Alive with qurbani, alive with iman, alive with taqwa, alive with muamalat, alive with muasharat. Quran was not something in a kitab. Quran was not something read. Quran was a living reality in the lives of sahaba. The taqwa which Quran spoke of, the khashiyat which Quran spoke of, the tawakkul which Quran spoke of, the lillahiyat which Quran spoke of, the striving in the way of Allah with the life and wealth which Quran spoke of, these were not talks, these were a living reality in Medina Munawwara. Such an environment of iman. Sahaba would meet one another. Let us sit down a little while, refresh our iman by speaking about Allah, by reciting kalima. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa enters the masjid, prods the sahabi, Harisa bin Malik, kaifa asbahta? Oh Harisa, how did you get up? Such an environment of iman. Asbahtu mu'minan haqqa ya Rasulullah. Oh Nabi of Allah, I find the reality of iman in my heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa says, inna li kulli qawlin haqiqa, fama haqiqatu imanik? Oh Harisa, every statement has a proof. What is the proof of your iman? He says, azafat nafsi anid dunya, fa ashartu layali, wa azma'tu nahari, wa ka'anni andhuru ila arshi rabbi barida, wa ila ahli al-jannati tazawaruna fiha, wa ila ahli al-nari yata'awuna fiha. Oh Nabi of Allah, oh Nabi of Allah, I have the reality of iman. What is the proof? Oh Nabi of Allah, I find no inclination in my heart towards this dunya. My days are in fasting. My night is crying before Allah. I can see the arsh of Allah. I can see the arsh of Allah. Anas bin Nadar says to Sa'd in Uhud, Wahan li rihil jannah, wahan li rihil jannah. How beautiful is the fragrance of Jannah. Inni la ajidu rihaha min duni Uhud. I can smell Jannah from Uhud. I can smell Jannah from Uhud. When they gave everything, Allah gave them the reality of Iman. He says, I can see the Arsh of Allah. I can see the Jannatis meeting one another. It is as if I can see the Jahannamis barking like dogs in Jahannam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Anta Imron, Nawwar Allahu Qalbak. You are a person. Allah has given you the noor of Iman. Arafta falzam, hold fast to this, hold fast to this. He says, Nabi of Allah, I have one request only. I have one request only. What is your request, my Sahabi? Oh Nabi of Allah, you have attested to my Iman. I have one request only. Understand the veracity of this. The Sahabi is told, your Iman is Kamil. He says, I have one request only. What is your request? He says, Oh Nabi of Allah, make dua that Allah accepts my life in his path. Make dua, Allah accepts my life in his path. Men, women and children of Medina Munawwara, this jazba for qurbani, so that insaniyat could get hidayat, was alive in Medina Munawwara. Allah had promised, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will forgive all your sins. وَيُدْخِلْكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةٍ. Allah had promised, Quran was not just read, it was a reality. Allah says, I will give you beautiful homes in Jannah if you will strive in the way of Allah. One person comes to Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. On this we'll terminate shortly. Brothers, make sabr. This is not talks. This is not talks. We have to make decision with Allah. Wallah, every one of us tonight has to make decision with Allah. That let us come out of this ghaflat. Let us come out of this deception. How long are we going to make effort on sand? How long are we going to chase behind what is temporary? 6 billion insan on the surface of this earth. If 5 billion die now, they are going to Jahannam forever and ever. From the remaining 1 billion, not even 5% fulfilling the first order of Allah, that of Salah. Muslim homes, Muslim towns, Muslim bazaars, Muslim societies. How many homes there are? That it is only the rising of the sun that wakes those little children up. Cry tears of blood. When you see that mother with her hair blowing openly, with no covering over her head, driving that fancy car, and in the park or the playground, dropping off that 11-year-old baby with ponytails and a skirt on. Who is going to teach that baby that you have to become the daughter of Fatima? Who is going to teach that little child what the life of Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha was and what Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was? Our youth have already become the coals of Jahannam. One salah, Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man taraka as-salah hatta madha waqtaha thumma qadha 'alayha 'udhiba fi an-nari haqban wal haqbu 80 sanatan was sanatu 360 yawman kullu yawmin kana miqdaru 1000 sana. He said, if Allah doesn't forgive us for one salah, a person will be put into Jahannam for 28,800,000 years. Whether my electricity bill is paid, or whether I have the latest lounge suite, whether I'm keeping up with the James and Jones of society, or what car I'm driving, wallah is not important. Wallah, this is not important. Every command of Allah is broken around us. Graves of Sahaba in Africa. Graves of Sahaba in Africa. So that tomorrow Allah will raise them up from Africa. And in that same Africa, through their qurbani, millions got hidayat. And those same millions around us, for a hamper of food, or for some school education, are selling the Iman. The fire of Irtidad is burning around us. This Ijtima where it is taking place. Go door to door and see what is happening. Whose cry is this? Whose concern is this? Whose worry is this? How can it be? How can it be irtidad around us? Jahannam burning around us. And we are befikr. Befikri dai ke maut hai bhai. if there is no frown on the forehead, if there is no concern, if that heart is not crying, this is the death of a da'i. This is the death of a da'i. If a Nabi of Allah had to come today, what would the Nabi do? If a Nabi of Allah had to come today, wallah, what Allah Ta'ala inspired Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, may Allah fill his qabr with nur, as the ilaj and the solution to the irtidad and the disobedience of Allah that has become so am, where zaruriyat-e-deen have come out of the lives of people. That once again he reminded this ummah that you are not an ummah that sat. You are not an ummah that became complacent. You are not doctors. You are not lawyers. You are not engineers. You are the workers of the work of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your day has to be his day. Your night has to be his night. We have to make decision, my respected brothers. Allah's command is being broken. Irtidad is taking place and my heart is satisfied. I am sitting back complacent. My worry is my checks that I have to meet on Monday. Or my worry is the next branch that I have to open. Or my worry is the next investment that I want to get. Tomorrow on the Day of Judgment, when the legion of Sahaba will come, some with their hands cut off, some with their feet cut off, some with their nose cut off, some with their chest ripped open, lawnuhu lawnu dam, warihuhu rihu misk, the color of blood, the smell, the smell of musk, one by one would they come. When they come, what answer are we going to give? What answer are we going to give? How are we going to face Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who tied stones to his Mubarak stomach, who night upon night underwent hunger, whose family was sacrificed, were mutilated for the sake of this deen? That day when the command will come, waqifuhum, waqifuhum, innahum mas'ulun, ma lakum la tanasirun, la tanasirun, where Allah will say, make them stand. They must not move. Question them and ask them, why did they not help the deen of Allah? Why did they not do the effort of deen? Someone comes to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, Oh Abu Huraira, Allah promises masakin at-tayyiba in Jannat. What is masakin at-tayyiba? Abu Huraira says, alal khabiri saqatta. You have come to the correct person. I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is masakin at-tayyiba? He says, inna fil jannati qasran min lulu'atin bayda. There is one palace in Jannat made out of white pearl. Fi sab'una daran min yaqutatin hamra. In this pearl are 70 compounds made out of red ruby. Fi kulli darin sab'una baytan min zumurrudatin khadra. In every of these compounds are 70 homes made out of green emerald. Fi kulli baytin sab'una sariran. In each of these homes are 70 canopies. Ala kulli saririn sab'una firashan. On each of these canopies are 70 beds. Ala kulli firashin jariya. And on each of these beds is one of the maidens of Jannat. Fi kulli baytin sab'una ma'ida. In each of these homes are 70 dastarkhans. Ala kulli ma'ida sab'una lawnan min at-ta'am. And on each of these dastarkhans are 70 different types of food. They said, Oh Abu Huraira, one jannati for striving in Allah's path. Allah will give him so much. One jannati. What is he going to do with so much? He says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Yu'ta lil mu'mini min al quwwa ma yati ala dhalika kullihi fil ghadatil wahid. Allah will give one jannati the strength to go to all these women and eat all that food in one morning in Jannat. In one morning in Jannat, Anas radiallahu anhu says, Azidukum, should I not tell you more? Wallahi Rabbil Kaaba, Wallahi Rabbil Kaaba, by the qasam of Allah, the Rabb of the Kaaba, inna minhum may yastaqillullahu lahul jannah. Those who will strive in the way of Allah, some of them, Allah will make them the khas owners of an entire Jannat. Allah will make them the khas owners of an entire Jannat because of their qurb with Allah. Then he says, should I not tell you more? They said, what can be more than that? He said, there are some people, Allah Ta'ala loves them to such an extent that Allah with his own hand will write their names in the Lawh Mahfuz, that these are my chosen ones, the most virtuous, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then one by one those who strove for the deen of Allah. Sahaba that was sitting in that majlis, they say, we got up from there. He said,
Finally, Anas radiallahu anhu said, "In qata al-ilm, in qata al-ilm, the knowledge of the true status and position of those who will strive in the way of Allah and what Allah has presented and what Allah has kept for them in Jannah, no one besides Allah knows. No one besides Allah knows." He says, we got up from there and each one was talking to himself. Each one was talking to himself. When this is what Allah has promised for striving in the way of Allah, how can we go back home? How can we go back home? He says, in that very year, 300 of the residents of Medina strove in Sham until their last breath was given in the path of Allah.
This is not an ummah that sat back. This is an ummah of qurbani. This is an ummah of sacrifice. This is an ummah that came to make its day, the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Its night, the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Musa alaihi salam is told, "Oh Musa, Allah sends wahi to Musa. In this ummah there will be those that will raise the kalima, that will call out towards Allah Ta'ala, that will call out towards Allah Ta'ala in every wadi, in every sharaf, on every high ground, in every low ground." Allah Ta'ala says to him, "Oh Musa, oh Musa, jaza'uhum, jaza'ul anbiya, I will give them the reward of the anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. I will give them the reward of anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam." This ummah has to understand its responsibility. Coming back to what we were mentioning, on this we will terminate, my respected brothers. Sahaba, when the wufud and delegations would come to Medina Munawwara, the environment of iman was alive in Medina. Environment of iman was alive in Medina. Targhib was being given to strive in the way of Allah. Men, women and children understood their maqsad. That is why in that living environment, their long talks were not necessary. 13 or 14 days they would learn deen. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would say, this person has become the faqih of deen. We are making dua. Ya Allah, give Africa hidayat. Ya Allah, give Australia hidayat. Ya Allah, give America hidayat. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat. Save the entire humanity from Jahannam. Introduce the entire humanity to the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Leave the rest of Africa. Tomorrow, South Africa, 40 million people, Allah Ta'ala gives them hidayat. Tomorrow this 40 million converge onto the masjids. Teach us what was the nuraniyat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Teach us what was his akhlaq. Teach us what was his way of life. Teach us his day. Teach us his night. Teach us how to please our Allah. 40 million people come to our masjids. We, the workers of the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we who say we are his ummati, we who are khaira ummah, what will our reaction be if I have to sacrifice my time and I have to sacrifice my energy for you? Who is going to see to my shop? And who is going to see to my job? And who is going to see to this? And who is going to see to that? My respected brothers, our complacence when this ummat turned its back on its responsibility, our complacence, our juram, our guna is what is keeping back the winds of hidayat from flowing. Is keeping back the winds of hidayat from blowing. My respected brothers, object of ishtima is tawbah. Every one of us, from the bottom of our heart, we have to make tawbah. Knock the door of tawbah. Ya Allah, you forgive us. Ya Allah, you forgive us. Ya Allah, you forgive us. All the wrong, all the sharab, all the zina, all the benamazi, all that haram which we have brought into our homes. Ya Allah, you forgive us. And most important, the greatest juram, the greatest guna, the greatest transgression of this ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is when he did not make the maqsad and the object of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the object of his lives. That is why our masjids are no longer abad. That is why the amal of hidayat are not taking place in the masjid. That is why the doors of our locality are not being knocked with the amal, with the dawat of deen. That is why home upon home and Jahannam is burning in every direction. There is only one solution. Leave everything else, my respected brothers. Leave the long, long talks. Every one of us from this majma, from this gathering, Jannat is waiting for us. Akhirat is waiting for us. We have to become a rahmat and a mercy to this thirsty humanity like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a mercy. For that, each one of us, naqad, cash, from this ishtima, put our application in the court of Allah. Stand up and give our names. Ya Allah, I'm making tawbah. I want to change my whole life. Ya Allah, you accept me. Like you accepted sahaba. Ya Allah, you accept me. Prepare an excuse. Prepare an excuse tomorrow for the day of Qiyamah. That qabr is coming. That akhirat is coming. Each one of us, stand up, my respected brothers. No exceptions. Black, white, rich or poor. Every ummati selected and chosen by Allah. Put our application in the court of Allah and stand up and give our name to go 4 months in the path of Allah. Come, my respected brothers.